This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio and WPIP North Shore Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. We're live from the Arrowhead Center for the Arts in Grand Marais, Minnesota. Not far from Grand Marais, you'll find the Judge C.R. Magny State Park, where a particularly unusual waterfall is located. Of course, the river splits in two. The Brule River splits, and half of it goes down a mysterious hole, and no one knows what happens to it. No one knows the truth behind what has come to be called the Devil's Kettle. A subject we explore now with the Great Northern Radio Players.
Wow, would you look at that? The Devil's Kettle. I have to journal this. It is day 102 of my personal quest of self-discovery and enlightenment, which also allows me to live entirely off an arts grant. Today, I'm 110 miles up the north shore of Lake Superior near Grand Marais. Though I've seen many waterfalls, this one is different. They call it Devil's Kettle. See that water flowing off to the left? It dances down a deep, dark hole to who knows where. To be so close to something so mysterious shakes my soul with wonder.
Oh, jeez! This stuff is awful! 100 days of hiking around the natural world and my writing is still a steaming pile of crap! I'm just gonna chuck this whole notebook down the mystery hole. That's it! I'm going back to work at the Caribou Coffee in Brainerd. Here ends my writing career! Whoa! I have to blog how that felt. I wonder if I have data out here. Maybe if I held my phone up higher, I'd be able to... Oh my goodness, what just happened? Did I really fall inside the Devil's Kettle? It's so dark, the water's so cold, but there's air and I can stand up! What is that over there? Is that light?
All right, everyone. We all know why we're here. Actually, we don't. But we're here and it's time for our annual meeting. I'd like to introduce...
Hi, everyone. I'm Cheryl.
You must be new. There's a seat over there by all the sea captains. Okay, one more time. I'd like to introduce our president. You all know her as that saucy dame of the sky, the spunky aviatrix that turns all the aviation tricks. Here she is, Amelia Earhart.
Hi, Amelia.
Thank you. Thanks, Jimmy Hoffa. My goodness, how many years has it been, and you're still walking around with those concrete shoes?
I have wide feet. Nothing else fits.
Friends, fellow lost travelers, we are again joined in this place to ask if this is the year we finally decide to return to the land above. We all know that the healing waters of this subterranean place keep us young and vibrant.
Or at least as young and vibrant as we were when we were lost at sea. For some of us, life had already become a perfunctory chore, our bodies old and frail. After slipping into the sea, we found that the sweet promise of never-ending sleep would forever escape us in this subterranean purgatory.
That's right, Norwegian explorer Roald Amundsen.
Hi, Roald.
If we return to the surface, we face certain death. But what is life but the promise of death? The purpose of life is to understand that we have but a fixed time in which to make a difference in the lives of those around us. To cheat death is to cheat ourselves.
Speak for yourself, Fly Girl. I was lost in 1812. Some of us aren't interested in the risk of turning into the guy who drank from the wrong cup at the end of Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. And before you say anything, yes, there is a TV VCR down here, and I am capable of making that reference.
Hold on, Theodosia Burr Alston.
Hi, Theodosia.
Hi, Theodosia.
We are willing to hear all opinions, but our new member might not know you by name. I mean, we're all familiar with Jimmy Hoffa, a prominent union leader murdered by the mob.
Hi, Jimmy.
Attempted. They wanted me to sleep with the fishes, but they weren't counting on that secret hole.
No one ever is, Jimmy. And Roald Amundsen explored the world's foreboding ice caps, becoming the first man to reach the South Pole.
My efforts to travel 1,000,000 miles from civilization were thwarted by the taunting of Earth's spherical form.
And me. I was America's daring darling of the skies. I pushed boundaries not only against gravity, but also for women everywhere.
Well, I know 3 languages and was arguably the most educated woman of the 19th century. But, you know, Amelia knows how to fly a plane. Sort of. Know what I'm saying? She sort of knows how to fly a plane.
Well, perhaps the circumstances of my disappearance simply made for a better story, Theodosia.
Oh, sure. I mean, I was forced to walk the plank of a pirate ship off the shores of the state where my husband was the sitting governor. But sure. Not enough drama, I suppose. Not enough razzmatazz for the narrative. My father was the vice president of the United States, you know.
Your father was Aaron Burr. He killed Alexander Hamilton in a duel and tried to take over Mexico by himself.
Don't you talk about Daddy! My daddy had it all figured out! Has anyone here actually met Alexander Hamilton? Anyone?
He's on the 10 spot.
Oh, right. He's on the $10 bill. Well, let's just say, if you ever met the guy, you'd know where Daddy was coming from. Pain in the tights.
I get it. But dueling, that's a sloppy thing. Get a guy to do it for you at night.
Hold on, everyone. Hi, I'm Cheryl, the new girl.
Hi, Cheryl.
So I haven't been here long, and the idea of living forever is exciting. But I, for one, would like to go back. See, for the longest time, I tried to write pointless, flowery prose, hoping people would buy it. But, you know, now I realize what I just needed was to write a marketable book proposal and get some easy cash. Well, that day has come, and I, for one, think we should go back right away.
Our true purpose is to suckle the teat of self-interest until we die. I support that motion.
Well, I don't.
Theodosia, did you know that in modern times, highly educated, opinionated women can rise to become leaders of business and government?
Even president of the United States?
Yeah, probably.
And I'm not expected to wear makeup or uncomfortable clothing?
We're getting there.
I'm in. And heck, maybe if we bottle up some of this water, we won't all turn into the Crypt Keeper when we see the sunlight.
That reference is a little dated.
Oh, I ought to...
It's settled. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, Devil's Kettle Falls right up here. Come on, everyone. And that was 5 years ago. Amelia, Jimmy, Roald, and Theodosia have been living happily on a commune somewhere up the Gunflint Trail ever since. I'm a best-selling author and couldn't be happier. I must sign off for now. My shift at South of the Border Cafe starts in an hour.
The Great Northern Radio Players.